from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Imagine you're on a visit to the famous art gallery in Paris, the Louvre. But you confine yourself there to one corridor of that great gallery of paintings. As you come out, your friend says to you, "Did you see that Rembrandt?" And you answer, "No." "Did you see that Rubens?" "No." "Did you see the Raphael?" "No." "Well," your friend says, "then you didn't see the Louvre." I think we preachers are too prone to confine ourselves to one of the great corridors of the gallery of Bible truth. When we quote scripture, we quote the old passages that everybody has heard. When we read a chapter, we read a chapter that everyone else has been reading. Net result? The church of today is ignorant of three quarters of the Bible. I get excited when I come across a verse or come across a theme in the Bible which I feel hasn't yet been treated. And my text today fits into that category. But before I tell you what it is, let's listen to Ivan Parker as he sings, "Love Lifted Me."
I'm sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful. Very deeply pained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now saved.
Good morning. It's Ian Brown with you again today, and the Bible verse that I'm turning to is Isaiah chapter 25 and the verse 11. "And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim." The picture here is of God as a strong swimmer. striking out to push down sin and to save the souls of men. He shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. Most of you know how to swim. Some of you learned how to do it at school, some of you in childhood learned how to swim in the river near your father or grandfather's house, some of you later on in life when you were passing part of the summer basking on some Mediterranean beach. Lovely thought on a morning like this. It's a useful thing to know how to swim. And not only useful for yourself, but because someday you might be able to help someone else who has got into difficulty. Possibility is you could save a life, and that's a wonderful thing. But if it's such a worthy thing to save a body from the deep, I put it to you today, is it not a worthier thing to save an immortal soul? Isaiah chapter 25 and verse 11 shows the Son of God stepping forward for this very purpose. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. To get the full force of this great picture, we need to realise, first of all, that our race is in a sinking condition. Our race is in a sinking condition. The bitterest word in all of our language, the most angry and terrible word, the word saturated with the most trouble, the word that accounts for all of the grief and all the pain and all the outrage and all the torment, that word is sin. Then if you add three letters to that word, it describes every person who has ever lived. Sinner. That's you and I. We have broken and outraged the law of God, not occasionally, not just now and then, but continually. The Bible declares it in Romans 3 and verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin is a leprosy, sin is a paralysis, sin is a cancer, sin is pollution, sin is death. Give it a fair chance and it'll swamp you, body, mind and soul, forever. After Judge Morgan had sentenced Lady Jane Grey to death, his conscience troubled him so much for the deed that he became insane. And all through his insanity, he kept saying, take her away from me, Lady Jane Grey, take her away, Lady Jane Grey. Fact is, if we could see our unpardoned sins as God sees them, our teeth would chatter, our knees would knock together, our breathing would be choked, our heart would break. If our sins are still unforgiven, then they're bearing down upon us and we are sinking, sinking away from happiness, sinking away from God, sinking away from everything that's good and blessed, sinking forever. What do we need? We need a swimmer, a strong swimmer, a speedy swimmer, a swimmer who can save us. And thank God in Isaiah 25 and verse 11, we are introduced to that very person. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. So while we've noted already that our race is in a sinking condition, we note here with encouragement, there is a strong swimmer. When a swimmer goes out to rescue anyone, he takes off his heavy clothing. He can't afford to have anything hampering or hindering the rescue attempt. When Christ Jesus stepped forward to save us, he shook off the sandals of heaven and his feet were free. He laid aside the robe of eternal royalty and his arms were free. And then he stepped down into the sea of our sin and it came up over his wounded feet and it came up above the spear stab in his side. It dashed up to the lacerated temple, the high water mark of his anguish. But rising above the flood, he spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. He came out to save us. Again, if you've ever watched a swimmer, you've noticed that his whole body is brought into play. The arms are flexed, the hands drive the water back, the knees are active, the head is tossed back, the whole body is in propulsion. When Christ dived into the deep to save us, it wasn't half a god, a quarter of a god, two-thirds of a god, or a fragment of a god who offered pardon and peace to sinful man. This mighty swimmer threw his entire person into it. All of his godhead, his omniscience, his wisdom, his goodness, his love, his omnipotence, head, heart, eyes, hands, and feet. With an eye that was omniscient, with a heart that was infinite, with an arm that was omnipotent, Jesus came forth, mighty to save, even unto the uttermost. We were so far out on the sea, and we were so deep down in the waves, we were so far from the shore, that nothing short of an entire God could save us. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. This text in Isaiah 25 and verse 11 paints a picture for us of our race in a sinking condition. Shows us the strong swimmer that's going out to save men. And it also suggests the immediate need for this work of rescue. The immediate need for this work of rescue. If you've witnessed a situation where a man was ready to drown, you'll know very well that help must come very quickly or it'll be of no use. 1 minute may decide everything. Immediate help is what the man wants, or no help at all. In 1848, six soldiers of the 5th Fusiliers were hanging to the bottom of a capsized boat. That boat had been upset by a sudden storm 3 miles from shore. It was during the night, but one man struck out strongly for the beach, guided by the outline of the dark mountains. He reached the beach. He found a boatman who agreed to go with him and save the other men, and they set out. It was some time before they could find the place where the men were, but after a time they heard their cry, "Help!" And they came to them, and they saved them and brought them to shore. That's exactly the kind of a rescue the sinner wants. His case is urgent. It is imminent. It is instantaneous. See that soul sinking. Son of God, lay hold of him. Be quick. I wish everyone could understand how urgent this gospel is. I want to persuade you in this message to lay hold of this strong swimmer, the Lord Jesus Christ, today. Don't be trusting on the plank of good works. Don't be trusting the splinter of your own righteousness. Only Jesus can lift you safely to the shore. Turn your eyes upon him, as that dying martyr did in olden times when he cried out, "None but Christ, none but Christ." Fling your two arms, the arm of your repentance, the arm of your trust, around this strong swimmer of the cross. Soon will the season of rescue be o'er. Soon will you drift to eternity's shore. Haste then, O sinner, no time for delay. Call for the swimmer, your Saviour, today. A man can't save himself, but the Almighty Son of God can do it and will do it if you call upon his name. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. May it be that today Jesus, swimming in your direction, may rescue you and save you for all eternity.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.